Hey, welcome back to Henderson County's Morning Show, The Breakfast Club with Mark and Paige, already in progress, powered by Sharewell Coffee. Ask for Sharewell Coffee at your favorite places or visit sharewellcoffee.com. Almost 7 minutes after 8 in the morning, we've climbed up to about 56 degrees, sunshine all over the Q Barn and over the apple orchards of the Tracy Grove community. As promised, we have a guest in the studio this morning, Mr. Jake Johnson from down in Polk County. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
And actually, potentially more than just Polk County. Jake, you were chair of the county commission at down in Polk County last year. You're still on the commission this year. But you have an announcement to make, right?
Absolutely. And we put our announcement video out last week, and it's doing very well. We're announcing for House District 113. Given Cody Henson's recent announcement that he would not seek re-election, we thought this was the best way to go to make the difference we want to make. So we have announced that we will be seeking that House seat. That's District 113. So that would cover all of Polk County. So any Polk County resident can vote in this. All of Transylvania County, and then about the bottom half of Henderson County. It includes all the way out in Etowah, all the way to the Crab Creek area, Flat Rock and East Flat Rock, all those areas will be able to vote in this 113 election.
You know, you make a very good point regarding Henderson County. I think a lot of people don't realize how much of District 113 covers Henderson County.
We do. We have a good chunk of it, and we have a lot of precincts pretty much south of downtown. If you live south of downtown Hendersonville,
you are pretty much
in District 113, and it's going to be a big election coming up in 2020.
You're right, a big election. Of course, that seat is currently held by Cody Henson. So Jake, you're a young fella. You are absolutely a go-getter. I'm curious as to what got you interested in getting involved with politics, of course, first at the very local level.
Well, I'll tell you this: I didn't come from a political family. That's people's first guess.
Yeah.
My family's always been involved in things like that, and we are from the area. Both sides of my family are from the area. Dad's side from Saluda, mom's side from the Columbus, Mill Springs area in Polk County.
Yeah.
Dad had a lot of family in Hendersonville. Worked at his dad before him, and he worked at GE. Right there off 176,
yeah.
So very deep roots in the area, but not a political family. I was the first in my family to go off to college after I went to Polk County High School.
Wow.
I went to UNC Charlotte, where I got a degree in political science and minor in economics. And really, I didn't go for politics. It was just while I was in college, I think I got to paying attention to what was going on in the country, and I didn't like the direction we were headed during those years. To be honest, I'm 24 now, so I'll be 25 by the time this election rolls around, and 26 by next November. But I decided to make the difference I wanted to make. It was time to get involved. I didn't like the way the country was headed as far as taking this, accepting mediocrity in the economy. I didn't like this America Second policy we were undergoing at the time. And I said, if I want to make this kind of difference, and I'm talking about making and getting this America First policy back on track, I need to run for something. So I went back home and ran at age 19 for county commissioner and lost by around 100 votes. And at the time, everybody's going, man, we need to get a picture. This is a huge night. To be honest with you, I wasn't any picture-taking mood. I was ready to figure out how to win this thing next time. So we came out when I was filed again when I was 21, I believe, and we were the high vote-getter in that election, actually. And the next year, I'd serve as vice chairman that year to get my feet under me and figure out the structure of the board. And then that next year, I'd take over as chairman. And we went on to have a great year last year.
So let's talk about this House seat, District 113. What do you think, what can Jake Johnson do as House District 113 to feel like you're moving forward on an agenda or making a difference right here in Western North Carolina?
Well, in my opinion, 2020 is going to be, I know we say it every year, but this is going to be a referendum election, I think, for a lot of reasons, obviously at the national level, but also at the state level. I'd like to keep up the good work that the legislature has got done in the past you know, 8 years or so. We went from being $2 billion in debt at the state level to the federal government, and that's never where we want to be as a state. I can promise that is not who we want to be in debt to. And now we have over a $2 billion rainy day fund, it was saved up for things like when Hurricane Matthew hit and different things like that that we could we could have something to fall back on.
Uh-huh.
And so over those years, we went from being one of the worst states in the country to do business in to Forbes ranked us actually number one state to do business in 2017. And we're holding that level of excellence as far as attracting business. Really where I see my best chance of making a difference is things like workforce development. We've been focusing on economic development for a while in North Carolina. We need to focus on workforce development now. There are businesses that want to do business here. We need to make sure they have the workforce when they come here. That means encouraging trade schools, transferring in from community colleges, or four-year universities are always great, but we have to have a healthy mix in our workforce if we want to be successful long-term.
Right. So what about your district particularly, District 113? What do you think are some of the challenges, or what do you think are some things that you feel like you can do to help your district specifically?
Well, to be honest with you, I can go to a lot of parts of my district, pull out my cell phone, and I'm not 100% sure I could get signal or check my emails.
Yeah. Very good point.
That's a huge problem going forward. Working in real estate here in Hendersonville, I can tell you there's parts of Henderson County that I can go to, and you can't even get 3G, much less 4G out there, and getting even Wi-Fi in your home is very difficult. So I think one of our biggest challenges, we have more people, that are coming to this workforce. A lot of people work from home nowadays. You know, it's
absolutely
not necessarily a traditional 9-to-5 like we've seen in the past. I know a lot of banks and things like that, their employees are actually working from home, but that's very hard to do when you don't have access to internet. And our kids, I mean, if you think about the future of education, which we need to start looking at in Western North Carolina, these kids are far behind when they go off to college and they haven't been using things like these online portals to do their assignments. They're automatically at a competitive disadvantage when they go off to college. So in my district particular, I'd love to see some rural broadband infrastructure improvements.
Yeah, you make very good points there. Absolute very good points. One of the things that we've seen, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe over the last 10 years or so in government and politics is thanks to some really strong politicians and representatives in Western North Carolina, Raleigh has started to notice that North Carolina doesn't stop at Highway 74, you know, or doesn't stop just a little west of Charlotte. Suddenly, Western North Carolina is on the map again. Have you been around politics enough to see that change?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's strong representation, and I think it's what Western North Carolina has to offer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look at our region, we have, we're a hotspot for tourism. This new term, I'm starting to like using agritourism. I mean, I think we have a lot of things in Western North Carolina. We could qualify as a healthy mix of agriculture and tourism, and we still have a healthy branch of agriculture left here where a lot of parts of the state, they're struggling with that. And I do believe if you tour our state, you will see that Western North Carolina is actually thriving. I think we have a lot going for us, and I think the next 10 years are very bright for this part of the state.
I would have to agree with you. And again, we're talking with Jake Johnson. Just announced that you will be running for House seat District 113, which again covers southern Henderson County, a lot of Henderson County, a lot more than you think.
Absolutely.
A lot more than you think. And of course, Polk County and Transylvania County as well. You've just made that announcement for the 2020 election coming up. For folks who are interested in finding out more about Jake Johnson, how do they do that?
They can go online and find us at www.jake4nc.com. That's four spelled out, F-O-R. And this election, it seems a long way away, but if there were to be a primary or something like that, I'd have to be running in March, so it's not as far away as it may seem.
Absolutely.
And the way it is now, it seems like these election cycles just keep coming. And but that's okay. We're ready for the challenge, and I really feel good about where we're at. as a region, but there are some things we could improve on, and making sure that you know, we're not forgotten out here, that funding keeps coming this way.
Yeah.
And that
yeah, you got to keep working.
We're always looking for the future, and kind of our phrase we've coined is building a future that works for North Carolina. That's making sure, you know, implying we're developing our workforce, and we're looking at the next 10 years, not just the here and now.
Okay. Fantastic. Jake, thanks for taking your time for being here today. Thanks for the work you've already done from a local level. And good luck, and we look forward to hearing back for more from you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jake Johnson, who has just thrown his name in the hat to take over the House seat, District 113, which is currently held by Cody Henson. So I'm sure we'll be hearing much more from Jake in the coming times. You're listening to WTZQ Radio, your community radio station.